praise and worship was awesome. I don't know about you. If you didn't today, start next Sunday. Look at the words that are up there. So much time and energy go in preparation for Sunday morning that most people don't even realize. But the songs have words to it. You know, not just the guitar and the drummer, which is awesome, but there's words there. How great is he? He's our healer, our savior, our defender, our doctor, our father. He's even your mother. Some say, I don't have a mother. Oh, yeah. He's everything to us. You know, and I think about in the beginning, when there was nothing, and God created everything. He created the land. He created the water. He separated the water from the land and heaven, heaven, earth. He even gave us food. He gave us the animals and the trees and the plants and the flowers. How awesome is that? Am I having trouble, Derek? I think it fell. Okay. You have to help me with this. Pray for me. My earpiece keeps falling. But it's all about God and how God began everything for us and how awesome is he and how much he adores us and how much he loves us. It was all up there when they were singing and we were praising and we were worshiping. You know, God is awesome. And then he gave us Jesus, his son, his only son. And he died for you and you and you and you and me. He died for us. He died for our sins. He died so that we could be happy. He died so that we could have food and clothing. He died for our healing. He died for all of this for us. And he gives us so much. This morning, I want you to grab a hold and try to remember the words that were up there. And I pray that God will help me to bring forth what he wants me to bring. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. So that when you leave here this morning, you would grab a hold of the greatness of God, the greatness of Jesus, and you want to be even closer to Jesus. Sometimes when Pastor Janet or Elder or Jim or Pastor Toby are teaching up here, sometimes I'm on the edge of my seat because I want a little bit more of what they're talking about because I want that closeness with Jesus. Because sometimes in life you do feel alone. Sometimes in life, you think you're the only person on earth. Sometimes in life, you think everybody is against you. But know today, if you didn't know yesterday, that you're never alone. That Jesus is always with you. Always with you. He is an awesome God. Let me just tell you about this. If you could, is Aaron up there? Could you get Isaiah 53:5? Because I want people to read this. I want you to see it for yourself. I'm going to give you a little bit of time. I want you to think about the things that Jesus has done in your life recently. Think about your family that has been ill and he healed them. Think about the teaching that you have received to encourage you. Because when we come to church Sunday mornings or Wednesday nights or whenever you come, whenever you read your Bible, you want to get something out of it, right? You just don't want it to be normal. So we want to talk about, do we have Isaiah? That's fine. I have it. If you have your Bibles, turn to Isaiah 53:5 with me. And this is one of the things that he did for us. He was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Do you think about that? All that he endured on the cross was for you and me, to give us peace. And it's our business to not let anybody take our peace, because it was given to us by Jesus, God's Son. And by his stripes, you are healed. So you have to have faith. You have to have faith in God. You have to have faith in Jesus to know the promise. You have to know the Bible. You have to come on Sunday mornings and listen to the teaching that goes forth. You have to open your Bible on your own and read. But sometimes when I open the Bible and read, I don't really get it all. But it seems like when I come to church Sunday mornings, somebody touches something on that subject that increases my ability to go back and read again and to comprehend what I had read. It happens all the time. What about you? Does it happen to you? Yeah, I'm sure it does. But that is what God has done for us. He has given us peace. He has given us joy. Tell me, think about your joy. I think about in the scripture in Isaiah 65:14, it says a little bit of stuff, but I want to talk about this part. Behold, my servants shall eat. We have food. Sometimes we eat too much food or the wrong food, but we eat. And he says, behold, my servants shall drink. We get clean water. So many nations don't have clean water, but we have clean water. And he says, behold, my servants shall rejoice. It is our choice to rejoice in the Lord. It is our choice to be sad. It is our choice to have joy in the morning, because joy does come in the morning. It, behold, my servant shall sing. Most of you know I always say that I don't carry a melody too much. That's why I was telling Derek to please don't forget to mute when it's time for praise and worship, because I don't want everybody to hear me singing. But I love to sing. God gave me that gift to love to sing. And I am believing before he calls me home to heaven that he's going to give me a gift of singing, because only he can do that for us. Only he can do that. Behold, my servant, joy of my heart. I have joy in my heart. Do you have joy in your heart this morning? I pray to God, if you didn't have joy yesterday, you have joy this afternoon. You get that, grab a hold of that joy and have it right now. In Galatians, the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, goodness, faithfulness, and kindness. The fruits of the Spirit. These are things that God gave us. He gave us these things so that we don't have to suffer. Now, yes, there are things that we must do. Let me tell you, most of the things that I'm talking about this morning, there are things that we have to do. And each one of you know what those things are. We have to be more Christ-like. Amen. We do not need to sin. So you all know that. So I'm not even going to go there, but I'm just going to talk about what God gives us, what Jesus did for us. Faithfulness. Have faith that when you go out these doors, you are protected. Have faith that when you go out these doors and you go home, that your home is going to be standing. Go home knowing that you're going to see your family, because family is everything to me, and I know it's everything to you. I know a lot of you mothers and fathers out there. I'm going to speak to the mothers first. All of you mothers out there, get on your knees daily, 7 times a day if necessary, several of them, to pray for your friends, to pray for your children. It's nothing like hearing a mama praying for her child. It's nothing like a sister, and it does not have to be a blood sister. I know, Angela, that you pray for me. It's nothing like someone praying for you. Sometimes when you go through things and you don't know how to pray, somebody is praying for you. I have faith that people are praying for me. I have faith that people are praying for you, Dee. I have faith in that. You have faith in that. And the peace. The peace of mind, knowing that everything that is scrambled up and all the war that is going on, that we may have peace. You know, sometimes you go through things. My mom used to ask me, honey, I know that you love your child. She was speaking about my son because he was kind of out there. She said, I know you love your son, but you go through it different than I do. I said, Mom, I know you love Jesus, but I live with Jesus. I want to be more like Jesus. I have faith that Jesus is going to take care of my son. I have faith that there are other men and women that will surround him and pray for him. And I want you, Mama, to get a hold of that and understand that. And then you won't be so saddened. Because, you know, sometimes when you get sad and depressed and all that kind of stuff, it wears you out. But when you've got Jesus in your life, it shouldn't be that way. It shouldn't be that way. That peace. And I love in Psalms where it says joy in the morning. I have joy in the Lord. I have strength in the Lord and joy, for his anger is but for a moment. His favor is for life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's times I know when you just don't know what you're going to do, but you say, Lord, I know that joy is coming in the morning. Sometimes you might lay your head down to rest because you know when you wake up that joy is coming in the morning. And you just grab a hold of that and you just believe that no matter how bad it is on your job, because you know when you have Christian and non-Christian, believers and non-believers, a little bit of tug is going to be there. But know who you are in Christ Jesus. And know that he loves you and that he is going to protect you and he is going to give you favor. So know that joy is coming in the morning. You just stand on that word and joy is coming. When David was talking about this, he was talking about spiritual and not about the outward circumstances when he was talking about the joy in the morning. You know, that inward joy that you can get. Because I can go and say, oh, I'm so happy, you know, yeah, I'm so joyful, but I'm eating up on the inside. But David was talking about that joy that I have on the inside. Nobody can't take that away from me. You know what I mean? Can't take that away from me. I love to praise the Lord. And I can tell that you love to praise the Lord. And that's another way that we celebrate Jesus Christ, by praising him, by worshiping him, by thanking him for everything that he has done for us. In Psalms 45:17, it says, the people shall praise. Let all people praise. I will sing song to praise. And you know, praising is not just for a little bit. We just don't praise God when he's done something awesome from us. But even, you know, when things are not going your way, you still praise the Lord. Because you have that faithfulness that whatever is going on bad, that God is going to take care of it. Right? So we're going to praise the Lord. So when you come in here next Sunday morning, forget about everything that happened out in the street. I want you to forget about those bills that are unpaid. I want you to forget about the job that you had a little bit of friction on. I want you to forget about the children that weren't acting right this morning. I want you to forget about the grandkids that were giving you a hard time to get ready this morning to come to church. Forget all about that and come in here and humble yourself to help the praise team. Pull on them, and I promise you, you will see a different reaction in our sanctuary. You will see you will feel the presence of the Lord even in a greater being. You will feel the anointing. You know, it'd be like a mist coming down because of the presence of the Lord. And because the Holy Spirit is with us, God likes for us to praise Him. He likes that, doesn't He? You like when people tell you that you're beautiful and that they love you and how awesome you are. So God likes that too. But you know what I like about this is that regardless of what I do, I don't have to earn grace. Grace is something else that He gives us. It's nothing that we can do to earn grace. He gives it to us. Regardless, He still gives it to us. He gives it to us. I love that. And you know, even in praise, it talks about everyone that can breathe should praise the Lord. And I want to remind you of that. Even if you are ill, you should be praising the Lord. Because you know what? You're ill, which means you're still alive. Amen. So praise Him. Yes. Praise Him day and night. I can't say that enough. Thank Him for everything that He has done for you. Thank you for everything He has done for your family. Thank you for even the things that you don't see yet, but because of your faith, you know that they're coming. Amen. You know, we don't get everything that we want, but God does give us everything that we need. And it may not be on your time, but it's always on time. Always on time. Yes, indeed. He's an awesome God. And that's why it's always on time. Because He is an awesome God. He loves us so much. Loves us so much. You know, when I used to work at Meijer, and my job was to walk through the building to do different things. And a lot of times I would just be walking through and I'd be singing and I'd be praising God. Or I would be singing in the spirit, because I like to sing in the spirit. You know, I'd be singing in the spirit. And then I read 7 times a day I praise. And I think, oh, well, I'm doing good, because I know I praise the Lord more than 7 times a day. You know, do you? Sure you do. We all do. When we're in the shower, we praise the Lord. When we drive in our car, we praise the Lord. Even when that person kind of gets in front of us, we're praising the Lord. You know? When I eat my dinner, my breakfast, we praise the Lord. We thank Him for the food. We ask Him to let the food digest in our bodies, right? We're praising God. So we praise God morning, noon, and night. And that brings us even closer to Him, because He wants to be closer to us. And that's an awesome thing, an awesome feeling. You know, and I think that God gave His Son. He sacrificed His Son. So why can't we sacrifice to praise even when we don't feel good? We should do that. We should really do that. Healing again, because I like healing. Most of you know I'm on this healing thing. When someone is sick, I want you to believe with all your might. Put no doubt there. But with all your might, that God will heal them. Yes, sometimes it's God's will not to heal them. But that's God's will. But as long as they have breath in their mouths, in their bodies, we should have faith, regardless of how bad they are, that God will heal them. Jesus will heal them. Look at the woman with the issue of blood. She bled for how long? And all she wanted to do was to get to Jesus. And this is what I used to stand on. All she did was want to get to Jesus, to touch the hem of His garment. She knew, she believed, she had it within her heart and soul that all she had to do, was to touch the on his garment, the end of it, and she would be healed. Amen. And you know, all that she endured and went through, you know, sometimes all we go through and we endure, all we have to do is touch. Just touch Jesus. Can you imagine? And that's what I want you to do, to imagine just touching his garment. Just touching Jesus. Knowing that just the touch, that power, I think it was up here, something about the power. There is so much power in that name, and so much power in the touch can change a lot of things. As you walk around, as I said, the power of the touch, even as you touch people on the shoulder, power comes out of that. Amen. I want God to use me. I want God to use each one of you. And you know, sometimes all it takes is a touch from somebody, a smile from somebody, hello. Sometimes you don't even have to say hello. Just smile at them. Pastor Nancy, she goes into the grocery store and she walks around and she prays for people. But you know what? They don't always know that she's praying for them. Yes, sometimes she's bold enough to go up to them and say something, but a lot of times she does not. She just prays for them. She has that connection with the Spirit that she knows that she needs to pray for that person. And that's what I want for each one of you, to have that connection with Jesus Christ, have that connection with the Spirit within you, that you know when someone that is walking by you needs to be prayed for, or someone needs a hug, someone just needs to be tapped on the back. Yes. I want that for myself. I want that for my family. I want that for each one of you. We're here on earth, and they were singing about freedom. We are no longer slaves. We are children of the Most High. So we have authority. We have power. Why? Because he lives inside of us. How powerful is he that he can live in me, and he can live in you, and he can live in you and in you. That is a powerful thing. That Jesus lives in each one of us. And he can use us here and use somebody like Pastor Janet and Leonard, and they are miles and miles away. How great is that? Amen. Pastor Teresa was talking about that they saw so many people being saved. So many people healed. So many people, they saw miracles. We want that here too. Why can't we have that? We want to be close to Jesus. Amen. So that we will believe that this would happen. It is no reason why it can't happen. But we want to have that faith. We want that inner peace. We want that joy. We want grace. So that we too can see these things. And not so that we can see it, but so it will happen. I don't have to see that somebody's marriage is being saved. I just want somebody's marriage to be saved. Amen. Amen. I want to get on my knees and pray that someone is healed. I want to get on my knees and pray that somebody has peace. Amen. I want to get on my knees and pray that one Sunday soon, every seat here will be filled. God did not give us this building so we have empty seats. I thank God for each one of you. Don't get me wrong. But there are so many people out there in our community that need Jesus in their life. So many people out there need healing. So many people need for you to touch them. So as we get closer to Jesus, because that's what the word says, we get closer to him. We know who he is. We know the things that he can do. We know the promises. We get closer to him. We are being used by him. We can hear the Holy Spirit when he says, do this, turn left, turn right. Yes. Our seats will begin to get filled. Yes, 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 yes. You know, we have a good reputation. Yes. People know that good things happen here. So we need to start praying them in so they can see for themselves. How awesome is He? How awesome is God? I hope when you leave here today that I have said something that tugged in your heart in a positive way, that you yourself will want to be used by Jesus Christ, that you yourself will be healed within your heart. Some emotional things might be going on. I know Elder Carol and them back there, they have a good thing going on because for a long time they have been praying to God for their business. And things finally came through for them. So that was an answer to prayer. And we need to hear more about that from you. Don't sit on your prayers, you know, that are answered. Let us know about it. Pastor Janet texted that her mother had emergency surgery yesterday. Okay. And they won't know for a week the results. But whose report do you believe? We know it's going to come back good. She's a wonderful woman. Maybe most of you don't know her, but Granny is her name, is what we call her. Her name is Helen. She's Pastor Janet's mother, and she came here in downtown for years, but she's been ill the last 2 or 3 years. Some people go and see her, send her cards, pray for her, but she did have this emergency surgery on her small intestines. And Pastor Janet is out of the country, but she has sisters here taking care of her. But what we're going to believe today is that Jesus Christ will heal her. Amen. So, Father, we lift up Granny right now. And we thank you, Lord, for the woman that she is. And we thank you, Lord, for the children that she produced. We thank you, Lord, for everything that she has done. We thank you, Lord, that she has poured out into many boys and girls, many women and men. And Father, now we come before you and we ask you, Lord, to help the doctors and his team in caring for Granny. And Father, that it will be a good report, Lord. It may not even be a week because it's such a good report. So we thank you, Lord, for blessing her daughter and her family that are taking care of her. We thank you, Lord, for taking that pressure off and Pastor Janet because she is out of town and not being able to be with her mother. We just thank you, Lord, for a total healing in Granny's body from the top of her head to the sole of her feet. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So as I talked today, I heard the Holy Spirit tell me that some people need help to getting closer. Some people, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to ask the prayer team if they will come up, and I'm going to ask the elders if they will come up. And if you need prayer, if you want someone to help encourage you a little bit more, if you just need someone to just say, I love you, I want you to come on down. So would the elders please come up? Laura, would you come up? And I think, would you get the please? I want you to remember that weeping may be at night, but joy comes in the morning. Strength is in joy. Strength is in joy. These are our weapons. These are our weapons that we have to survive on this earth. And so I have, if you click down. So I don't want you to be bashful. I'm just going to ask as people will come down and let the elders the pastor, and the prayer team to just lay hands and pray for you. We just want to step over on a new level so that God can use us and so that we are closer to Him. That's what I want for myself and for everybody here. I hope you understood what I have said today. I have talked from my heart. I did go to scripture on it. So to know it's of the word. So we're just going to take a few moments. And if you want to sit in your chair where you are and just to bow your heads and pray to the Lord, that is fine. But I want you to know that we have a team up here. If you want to rededicate yourselves to the Lord, please come down. I'm not saying that you're not doing anything wrong, but I'm saying if you want to increase in that love that God wants to give each one of us, come on down. If you need a word of encouragement, come on down. If you need healing in your body or someone that you know, you also can come down. If you're having trouble on your job, come on down. If you're having trouble with finances, come on down. God loves you. God loves each one of us. If you have questions about, is he or is he not? What is this Jesus? We talked about some of those things today and some of the promises of the word in the word of the Bible. Come on down and let them lay hands on you and pray for you that you will have a greater understanding. If when you open your Bible up, you don't always understand and you need some help, come on down and let somebody pray for you. I think it's just a time that God wants to meet with each one of us on many areas in our lives. If sometimes you feel like you're the only person that is around that understands what you're going through, come on. You know how I said that sometimes I'll be on the edge of the seat when Pastor Janet and Toby and Elder Jim are talking? You know, I want a little bit more. If you want a little bit more today, come on down and let the elders touch you, lay hands on you. This is an activation, you know, God's love. And that God forgives us all for whatever may have happened in our lives, whatever we have done. God forgives us all. He has wiped that slate clean. What an awesome God we have.